Yes, we are backstage with Joshua Bell. Bravo.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back in Philadelphia. I just love this orchestra, and playing with Yannick is just such a treat for me.
Well, that was a beautiful performance, and you do have a special relationship with Philadelphia.
Well, it is special for me, at least. I mean, they have a lot of soloists come and go, but for me, this was my first major orchestra I played with when I was 14 years old, and my first big break with Riccardo Muti. I think it was his first season back in 1982. So I will always be grateful to this orchestra. I played Mozart G Major Concerto back then, so they have a special place in my heart. And of course, I just love the orchestra. They've always been just one of the great orchestras in the world, and I just have a lot of fun coming here. So yeah, it's been. I haven't counted the amount of times I've been here, but I've been here plenty over the last 30 some years.
And you have a special relationship with this particular piece, the Wieniawski.
Well, the Wieniawski is also one of those pieces I've played since I was very young. I mean, I played when I was very young. I played it, in fact, on my very first recital, solo recital in Bloomington, Indiana, where I was studying. And my teacher-to-be, Joseph Gingold, heard me in that recital and then decided to take me as a student. I was, I think, 11 years old, and I played the Wieniawski. You know, although I played it in my childhood and my teens, and I recorded it when I was 20 years old with Vladimir Ashkenazy and the Cleveland Orchestra, I haven't really played it in the last 20, 25 years. So it's a piece that used to be very popular with Heifetz and all the greats, the early part of the 20th century, and then sort of fallen out of favor. But I love the piece.
Do you recall how you approached it then and what's changed? How do you approach it now?
Well, yes. I mean, it's so much fun to revisit a piece after 20-some years and you realize, oh, my God, what was I thinking? I listened to my old recording. Some things I think, oh, gosh, I actually could play that pretty well. Technically, it's like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. I'm not sure I can do that now. But musically, I feel so much as I've learned so much since then, and my approach is somehow more flexible and yet more strict at the same time. You know, and that's really what this piece is full of, rubato, and knowing where to stretch and where to be disciplined with the rhythm is really the trick to playing. I think of this piece very much in the sort of spirit of Chopin. I mean, it's around the same time also Polish virtuoso like Wieniawski, Chopin on the piano. They're very similar in spirit. And Wieniawski was a great violinist, so he writes in a way that fits the instrument in a way that, you know, Beethoven or Brahms could not. I mean, Joachim helped Brahms a lot with his concerto to make it more violinistic. But this piece, somehow, he's able to exploit the instrument in a way that really helps on the musical side as well. He knows what the violin can do, and it's I love this music. My teacher Gingold loved this music. Wieniawski, Vuitton, Kreisler, all the great violinist composers. He really encouraged me to play them and said, "This is, don't let anybody tell you this is like cheap music or not great music, because there's more to classical music than just Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach, as great as they are."
Oh, right. And you do so many other activities besides play concerts like this. You collaborate with lots of different people, and you conduct and lead the Academy of St. Martin's in the Field. Has conducting changed the way you approach performing as a soloist?
Certainly, yes. I mean, the responsibility of directing the Academy, and actually I'm going on tour in the States doing the Wieniawski without conductor, directing it from the violin, which will be fun. Oh. So I'm watching Yannick, you know, these concerts, like to see how he handles these tutti's in these corners and maybe getting some tips from him, as I do from every conductor I work with. But particularly Yannick is one of my favorites, of course. But certainly when you conduct or direct symphonies, I've done now 8 of the 9 Beethoven symphonies now, which is, haven't done the 9th yet. That'll be another 10 years. But I mean, that's, you learn to focus and concentrate on so many more things at once, and it just expands your mind power, honing in on every instrument, which one should do as a soloist. And even if you're not conducting, you should be completely aware of everything going on and not just standing up there and hoping they follow. That's not the way to, it's chamber music. And so it's just certainly when you have to delve into music, explain to an orchestra how you want a piece to go and why you're doing what you're doing, it just clarifies your musical ideas, and that helps all around.
Thank you so much, Joshua Bell.
Thank you so much for having me, and great to be in Philly.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.